A day after in a short week, but it makes a big difference when you win a game. How's it feeling here today after, you know, when you know what's at stake now and you guys kind of carved yourself off for the last stretch run?
Yeah, it feels good to come in after a win. Guys, energy is high. But with a short week, you know, we got to put it behind us fast, come in, get it on the film, check out the different details and see how we did, see if there's things that need to be corrected. And then move it forward to Detroit.
For you, has it been a lot about staying patient, waiting for the opportunity, and then you finally got it this year in the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's about staying patient, staying positive, continue to be a team guy, continue to help the team anyway, but continue to put myself in position and stay ready for if an opportunity comes up.
What do you see when you see Stafford?
Big arm, a lot of mobility, makes a lot of plays for his team, not afraid to put it up there and give his receivers the opportunity to come down with it. So we're going to have to be tight in coverage, do a good job of keeping them in the pocket, and try to keep them one-dimensional and just throwing.
What can you pull from last week, last time you guys played Detroit, with how you're able to contain Matthew?
It's a team effort. The rushers got to do a good job of rushing, and the secondary, we got to do a good job of covering. Goes hand-to-hand to be able to limit them and the things they can do, but first we got to stop the run.
How big do you term this game, Anthony, in terms of the division race?
For us, every game is a big game. Going each week, that's the most important game that you're about to have. So Detroit's up this week. We got to go in and prepare and get ready to play.
But just in terms of, you know, they would win the tiebreaker if they beat you and kind of stay in the race. I mean, it seems like you can put them away if you got them Thursday.
Well, we just want to focus on ourselves right now. Focus on being a good team, good unit, continue to get better. But we also want to know what they do, what they like to do, and then put that together and go out there and compete, try to get a win.
Anthony, so many fans are still talking about your play. Did your phone blow up after you got out of the game last night, or what?
Yeah, I had quite a few people text me. Just congratulations on the win, good performance, sending me different little videos and photos and stuff. But for as big as that play is, you know, that happened in the past. So now we just got to look forward to Detroit and try to put ourselves in position to make plays.
Big picture wise, what do you think yesterday's performance said about the depth of the secondary?
Yeah, I think it says that we got a lot of talent. A lot of guys that are smart can come in and step in, have the right attitude, but not just in the secondary or other positions. We had guys step in, defense end, Stephen Weatherly, guys on the offensive line. So it just shows that guys are staying ready to go in, staying patient, and then taking advantage of opportunities.
Would you think a short week in today, how's situation, you know, in question, that you might be out there as a starter again on Thursday?
I'm not sure. That's something that they'll probably discuss. As coaches, me as a player, I just go in like any other week, study the game plan, take advantage and take in all the mental reps or physical reps that I get during the weekend and just be ready.
Anthony, you talked yesterday about just always being prepared, I guess. What does that look like for you, and kind of like how do you approach film study?
It's just about getting the tendencies that the coaches give us, what they like to do, watching film, watching Sendejo, Harrison, those guys in there, seeing how they're communicating, how they're working together. In case I need to go in with one of them, we can kind of be on the same page a bit. So that's just pretty much it, just staying prepared mentally, physically, and what we're going to do in defense.
Do you think this is the best depth you've had as a team the time you've been here?
I'm not sure. I just know we've had a lot of guys step in at multiple positions, and it's been going well for us. So hopefully we don't need to do it much more, but as of right now, it's been working for us.
I feel like you guys were a little bit more aggressive defensively yesterday, going against a kind of a younger quarterback still feeling his way through.
Yeah, I think we just want to be aggressive, you know, whenever we go out there and play. Defensive line wants to try to get after him, change the line of scrimmage during the run. We want to compete, contest every throw and coverage. And when it's opportunities to rush, you know, we want to try to sack him or force him into bad throws.
Are there specifics that you take from Harrison, whether it be in the meeting room or on the practice field?
Just about his, you know, pre-snap, him being able to know what the defense is, knowing what the offense wants to do, and then try to disguise them to maybe, you know, get them to play their hand early on, and then just go on to make a play once he diagnoses it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.